There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's Jonathan Putnam. I've been spending an all-American 4th of July holiday on Cape Cod with my family, enjoying fireworks and baseball and mini golf. I'm excited that you're sharing the Young Lincoln episode of 10 American Presidents that Royfield and I have been working on for several months. And I'm also excited that my new Lincoln and Speed mystery is being published this week. My Lincoln and Speed series of historical mysteries features the young Lincoln and his real-life best friend, Joshua Speed, solving mysteries based on Lincoln's actual law practice as a kind of Holmes and Watson on the American frontier. My new book, Final Resting Place, is available everywhere books are sold, as are the two earlier books in the series, These Honored Dead and Perish from the Earth. If you're a real Lincoln aficionado, you'll have recognized that each of the titles are phrases from the Gettysburg Address. I hope you'll check them out. For more information, see my website, www.jonathanfputnam.com. And I hope you enjoy our podcast.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, I know.
Mr. Pop.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
67 years ago,
when in the course of human events,
and so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
There is not a black America and a white America and Latino America and Asian America. There's the United States of America.
Hello, Royfield here, and what a tumultuous last 3 months I've had. Unbeknownst to just about everyone, my visa application to live and work in the US was actually turned down in May. Quite simply, the immigration officer who I saw at the American Embassy in London said that I didn't have strong enough ties to the UK. Now, this prompted a prolonged period of panic, of which I didn't tell hardly anybody that my application had actually been denied. And I quite literally thought that the walls were kind of closing in. Now, very obviously, I have a life and friends and, of course, professional contacts in the US. But I am British and I own a home in London. My daughter lives in London. And to assert that I have no ties to Blighty was nonsense in the extreme. But that's what she said at the time. So after a week in deep panic, thinking I'd never see my beloved Bay Area again, I asked American friends and colleagues if they would write letters of support for my application, because I decided to reapply. I wasn't going to take this lying down. It took 3 months for my second interview date to come through, and I was rewarded with a brand new visa, which was now 10 years in length. So I have to say thank you to the following for their support. Adam Vanami, who you know is a collaborator and good friend of mine on 10 American Presidents, Daniel Kostelec, who is a stalwart listener, David Petrucha, who of course voices many an excellent episode of 10 American Presidents, Fiona Powell, who is always a support and a friend on Facebook, Jonathan Putnam, who has narrated the life of young Lincoln in our last episode, and James R. Early, who is another stalwart fan of the podcast. Quite simply, folks, without their letters of support, I would not be sat in California right now with the sun on my back as I podcast. So thank you again, dear friends and colleagues, for writing me letters of support, which the second immigration officer did read. In other bits and pieces, on my other podcast, I have done meetups. And so I've actually met listeners, something which I have thought about doing for 10 American Presidents, but I've never actually got round to doing. Now, next year, I will be joining Jonathan Putnam, the author of the Young Lincoln books, on a speaking tour of the UK. So look out for details of that and where you can see us. Now, if you're in the northeast of the US in early November, why not come along to the Sound Education Conference at Harvard, where I will be speaking alongside a whole bevy of podcasting talent that includes Dan Carlin of Hardcore History, and of course he was the narrator of the Nixon podcast, Zach Twombly of When Diplomacy Fails, who did the Monroe Doctrine episode, and there are a whole load of other excellent podcasters there as well. A lot of history podcasters, but not solely just history. So if you fancy a weekend listening to podcasts doing what they do best, that is talk, go to www.soundeducation.fm and register today. So that is November the 2nd and 3rd up in Harvard in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Young Lincoln Part 2 should be with you all in approximately 3 weeks. This episode will feature Jonathan Putnam completing the story of the lawyer before he enters national politics. And you, dear listener, can join the programme by doing newspaper readings that help set the scene and the tone of the time. That gives us a flavour of the middle of the 19th century. So why don't you, if you haven't done so already, go on to Facebook and join the Facebook group where requests for readers will be posted. As I promised some time ago, I will be travelling to presidential libraries very soon, not only to uncover the little known facts about the men who sat in the Oval Office, but basically to have a bit of a road trip. Now, this trip is in the planning stage, and these shows will be very different from the typical 10 American Presidents episodes. You'll not only get a description of the libraries, but almost like a travelogue, a personal road trip is really what I want to give you through the eyes of a Brit in America. Now, my partner on these trips will be Adam Vanami, and if we can organise this thing well enough, we will post our itinerary on social media. So if we get close to you, why not come out and buy us a drink as we pass by or near your hometown? Now, I'm lucky that I can work and podcast from just about anywhere, but that is made possible because of the internet and, of course, the very kind sponsors of this show that allow me to keep a roof over my head. And this month's sponsor is the podcast American Innovations. American Innovations has a different outlook on how science and technology that we use today has come to be. It's hosted by the science author Stephen Johnson, a man who's much better at hosting than I'll ever be. He has a knack, an excellent knack, of taking complex stories like DNA, the mapping of the human genome, the rise of the personal computer, artificial intelligence, all that kind of stuff, and make them very understandable for numbskulls like me. Now, what you're about to hear is a preview of the first episode in their series about artificial intelligence, which is somewhat timely because you can't pick up a magazine or read an article on the internet for hearing about AI. It's the latest technological innovation that's probably going to render most recognisable jobs obsolete in the next 20 years. The early development of AI was filled with trailblazers and innovative thinkers, a lot like you kind of see today. And their goal was to figure out a way to put human intelligence into a machine. And they started with a game, And if you're as old as I am, you'll probably remember the impact that Deep Blue had on the world. So you'll definitely want to listen to this episode. So while you're searching for American innovations, here is a preview of the first episode in this series about AI, artificial intelligence.
It's June 1, 2010, in Los Angeles, California. A swanky resort beside the Pacific Ocean with lush green lawns and swaying palm trees. Inside the luxurious main hotel building, Steve Jobs, the co-founder and CEO of Apple, is on stage at the Wall Street Journal's All Things Digital Conference, a select gathering of the tech industry's top CEOs and executives. He's wearing his trademark faded Levi's and a black polo neck shirt. He's sitting in a cherry red executive chair across from two famous tech journalists, the Wall Street Journal's Walt Mossberg and Kara Swisher. Swisher starts with a question to Jobs. How do you feel about your relationship with Google? Eric Schmidt, their CEO, was on your board. Well, they decided to compete with us. We didn't go into the search business. The conversation is friendly, but the journalists are trying to get Jobs to reveal his plans and strategy at Apple, particularly how he feels about Google recently entering the smartphone market. You just woke up one morning and discovered they were competing with you? Yeah. Did he call you? No, they started competing with us and got more and more serious. Do you feel betrayed? Are you gonna... My sex life is pretty good. How's yours? Mossberg gets it. Jobs considers his plans to fight Google off limits. So the journalist tries a different tactic, asking Jobs about a startup Apple bought a month before. Last year at this conference, we had a small search startup called Siri. Yeah, well, I don't know if I would call Siri a search company. You now own them, right? Yeah. There was lots of expectation, and this company is in the search area. No, they're not in the search area. They're in the AI area. Jobs goes suddenly quiet. AI. Artificial intelligence. You bought them for their engineers and their patents and their knowledge about AI. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm is Jobs' way of saying he's said all he's willing to say. We like what they do a lot. And that is that. The conversation moves on. Jobs could have explained that he'd paid more than $200 million to buy Siri, or that it had spun out of a Pentagon artificial intelligence research program that was the largest AI project in the history of the United States. Jobs might have shared that his plans for Siri would deliver on a concept developed at Apple 25 years earlier, a concept that would redefine how we interact with computers. But he never spoke in any detail about Siri in public ever again. 16 months later, Scott Forstall, an Apple senior VP, unveils that little thing Mossberg called a search device. It's the beta version of Siri, incorporated into their iPhone 4S. He begins by asking Siri the weather forecast. Apple employees and journalists packing the auditorium marvel as Siri quickly returns an accurate response. But then Forstall throws Siri a curveball, a conceptual question. Siri, do I need a raincoat today?
I don't believe it's raining.
Not only did it understand the words I said, it understands the meaning. He demonstrates how Siri can set an alarm, find nearby restaurants, schedule meetings, answer text messages, and even crack a joke. Who are you?
I'm Siri, your virtual assistant.
One chair is empty, reserved for the visionary behind AI and a phone. He's 13 miles away, so sick he can't get out of bed. The day after Apple reveals Siri to the world, Steve Jobs dies at home, surrounded by his family. Apple's founder will never see how Siri and other software like Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant will drive millions of people to talk to their machines like they're talking to a friend. And have those machines talk back.
Thank you.
American Innovations is pleased to have ZipRecruiter as its presenting sponsor. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/AI. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/AI. That's ZipRecruiter.com/AI. And we invite you to stick around to the end of this episode to hear more about ZipRecruiter's innovations in hiring. From Wondery, I'm Stephen Johnson, and this is American Innovations. In this series, we look at some of the most important innovations of the past 100 years. From the personal computer to nuclear power, these innovations have totally changed the world and our lives. We're going to explore the people behind those innovations, their challenges, their mistakes, their accomplishments, and how their imaginative thinking and persistent efforts had an impact on every one of us in ways you may never have thought of. Siri, are you real?
I'm an assistant. That's all that matters.
Siri, are you human?
That's a rather personal question.
These next episodes are about the rise of artificial intelligence and the quest to breathe intellectual life into computers. This is episode 1 of Thinking Machines. Thanks to smartphones and apps like Apple Siri and Amazon's Alexa, artificial intelligence is no longer just a futuristic device in sci-fi movies. And it's set to get much more powerful because technology companies and governments are investing heavily in making smarter machines. Machines that can reason, create, predict the future, even dream. Already today, we're seeing massive leaps in what is now being called machine learning. This is the idea that we don't just program machines with facts and numbers like we used to, but we program them to learn and evolve and grow from experience. That was just a preview of American Innovations. To listen to the rest of this episode and more, go find American Innovations on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this right now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.